T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mayor de Blasio says city-operated hospitals are starting to go broke as the number of coronavirus cases grows in the city, but he is appreciative for the 400 ventilators sent to the city yesterday. However, he would also like the federal government to send cash. New Jersey hospitals also asking for federal help, as Glenn Schuck reports live from New Jersey this morning. Glenn?
An ongoing crisis, Lee, every day here. Still, like New York City hospitals in Jersey, with this need for masks and gloves and goggles and ventilators, they're just trying to go day by day. But at Holy Name, one of the major crisis positions here in northern Jersey, just listen to Chief Medical Officer Adam Jarrett describing what's going on here.
Currently in the hospital, I have approximately 80 patients who are known to be positive, or we suspect them to be positive. We are continuing to see significant volume every day through our emergency department. We have currently approximately 25 patients who are on ventilators.
Very difficult situation indeed. Now, I also caught up with the Valley Hospital President of Operations, Peter Diestel. They're in Ridgewood and Bergen County as well. They have the same urgent needs, but the public, Lee, has been stepping up with donations.
N95 masks, surgical masks, disposable gowns, face shields. The response, I'd have to tell you right now, has been overwhelming.
They have been set up in front of the hospital where the public can donate. And, Lee, they say they're holding their own here, but like Holy Name, very difficult weeks ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live at Holy Name here in Teaneck.